Here's a thought about comparisons. It's been my observation over the years that an awful lot of photographers are not very good at assessing their own work. And it tends to fall into extremes. That is to say, they think their work is far better than it is, or that it's far worse than it is. This can manifest itself in submissions that we get here at LensWork that are clearly technically flawed and just not ready for publication. Or the opposite, which is the very accomplished photographer who's maybe even a workshop instructor, maybe even has some books out of their work, but yet they're shy about submitting their work to LensWork because they're afraid it may not measure up to some standard that they're imposing on their work. And this is sort of such a universal feeling that I think it's maybe just part of the process of becoming an artist. I know in my youth, I thought some of my work was far better than it actually was, and I look back at it now and sort of laugh at myself for being so deluded. And at the same time, I've had others praise work that I thought was somewhat suspect, or at the very least was so personal that I thought no one else could appreciate it. But what I've discovered is that the opposite is true. The more personal my work becomes, the more people tend to be able to connect with it. And I think that's simply an observation that the more personal our work becomes, the more genuine it is, the more real it is. But back to the issue. How do you get around this business of underestimating or overestimating your work? Well, I suppose there's many ways to answer this question, but the best way I've ever come up with is to become very literate about the world of photography, to know what the great masters have published in the past, to see as much work in life, that is to say in exhibitions, gallery exhibitions, museum exhibitions, etc., so you're looking at original prints rather than badly reproduced copies in books, to attend workshops so that you can compare your work to not only the instructors but to the other attendees. It's a matter of doing a lot of comparison. But the downside of comparison, of course, is that it can, particularly if you're comparing your work to those of the masters, it's pretty easy for that to degenerate into copying their work. So you have to be a little careful about that. And to that end, I'm always reminded of that great quote from Lao Tzu when he said, "Do not seek the men of old, seek what they sought." And I think that applies to photography and art making as much as it does to wisdom and philosophy.
Copyright 2022, LensWork Publishing.